Democracy is on the march in Bhutan, sort of. The tiny Himalayan nation held its first ever parliamentary elections this week, and the Peace and Prosperity Party trounced the rival People's Democratic Party. No one quite knows why. Apparently, there wasn't much difference between them. The Bhutanese were ordered to democratize by their king, and there wasn't much enthusiasm for the exercise, at least at first. The journalists also were a little nervous. After all, it was their first election, too. Andrea Bernstein, political director for our producing station WNYC, was invited to Bhutan to help train reporters unschooled in the sometimes indelicate art of political reporting. She sent us back this postcard.
As the story goes here, the people didn't want democracy. But as National Geographic put it, kings win arguments. Or so newspaper editor Ugin Pajor told us at tea the morning our training began. He said his parents, uneducated farmers, were among the unconvinced.
When we write about the parties accusing each other of bribery, of forcing people to sign up with a party, sometimes I hear my parents talk, oh, we shouldn't have done this.
So that was our task, teaching covering democracy in a society where people didn't really want it.
The basic idea, really, in one sentence, is to give Bhutanese journalists as much exposure and training as possible.
That's Kinley Dorji, the editor-in-chief of Kunsul, Bhutan's first newspaper, the one who brought 50 Bhutanese journalists to this U-shaped conference table to learn the basics. And so we began, me and my training partner, Michael Putzel, former AP White House bureau chief.
Please, those of you who have questions, do not be afraid.
We taught the five W's and fairness. We had writing exercises, guest speakers, practiced press conferences. We confronted the problem of teaching political journalism in a non-confrontational society, where the two parties, the DPT and the PDP, downplayed their differences, where people were never taught to state their preferences, where they never had the need to learn what is perhaps the most important rule for journalism. Don't take no for an answer. Then came day four, the day the students were dreading. We piled into a van and took them to the bus station and vegetable market. They were there to practice the art of asking questions of people who they assumed didn't want to answer.
Yes, first in Paris.
The first interviews seemed to confirm their fears.
Ask him what is important to him.
He doesn't know.
Will he be voting?
But then the reporters approached a woman who was upset because she couldn't get her voting card. The woman had problems with her papers and wanted to vote, but couldn't. Over by a giant pile of green onions, Kesang Dema of Kunsul was speaking to the woman who cleaned the market.
She has six kids. Then the eldest is unemployed. Her husband expired 8 months ago.
Bhutanese election law requires voters to return to their home villages to vote. That's sometimes several days' journey, often on foot over very hard roads.
She will go all the way down to south to vote. She has been talking to the bus ticket person. Yeah, basically, she is keen to go and vote.
Suddenly, the students learned another rule of journalism. People don't always react according to their expectations. I learned that again. There in the market.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you want to do one more, and then we'll gather. I'll start walking everybody that way. Okay.
Tring Paling, the Bhutanese broadcasting system, approached a chili vendor standing alone near baskets of bright red and green chilies. She was ready to state her preference in the ballot box. In fact, she was sure. A friend joined her and chimed in. Then five more women, some with children lashed to their backs, gathered around the young man with a notebook. They all had something to say. As we climbed into a van to go back to the training, the students were amazed.
I think all are converted their mind to vote for DPT.
Somehow, under orders from His Majesty the King, the people of Bhutan were becoming engaged, and the journalists were witnessing it, documenting the shift from hesitation to full-throated participation in democracy. On my last day in Bhutan, Tsering Paulden, who'd been a journalist for 5 months and 1 week, hiked with me up to Taksang, one of Bhutan's most famous monasteries. When we arrived more than 9,000 feet up, the guard shook his head. No tourists allowed. Tsering patiently explained, I wasn't a tourist. I was there on an important training mission. Three times, he was told, no. On the fourth time, we were waved in. He didn't take no for an answer. For On the Media, I'm Andrea Bernstein.